8-10.
And the scripture for today's message is in Book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8-10.
请大家打开这个新约圣经以弗所书第二章，打开后就请听我来读。
And please open up your Bible, and I will read it for you.
以弗所书第二章第八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因这信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，务要照我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 10. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Hello everyone, so today is the first day Pastor Tang started his ministry in our church. So here I will briefly introduce him to you all.
对，唐斌牧师他是来自中国四川，然后在哈尔滨上大学的时候就信主预备侍奉。
Pastor Tang, he grew up, he's from Sichuan, China, and so when he was having his college study in Harbin, he received Jesus and started his dedicate himself to Jesus.
后来在新加坡神学院毕业以后，在新加坡传道侍奉了将近八年时间。
And he went to the seminary in Singapore. And he served there for 8 years, and until then he was and he became a pastor over there.
Okay, 那个他师母现在还在新加坡，师母叫陈欣，然后他一个六岁的小孩。
And Pastor Tang's wife is still in China. Her name is Chen Xin. They also have a child who is 6 years old.
他上个礼拜四从新加坡来到我们这个伊萨卡。
So Pastor Tang came to here last Thursday.
从新加坡来见识我们伊萨卡真实的天气。
And he came from Singapore, and now he really realized that how the weather is like in Ithaca.
我们很希望那个他能够在这里和我们一起侍奉。
So we are glad to have him here to have ministry with us.
下面我们把时间就交给他。
So today he will give a sermon. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
谢谢建华弟兄对我的介绍。
Thanks to Brother Jianhua, his introduction.
我们对大多数人来说，我们不是第一次见面，已经是第二次了，对吧？
So to most of you, this is probably the second time we meet.
当然，我也很高兴我们能够再次的见面。
And I'm very glad that we can meet again.
其实呢，在去年到今年的时间呢，我和你们。其实还是保持了一定的联络，为什么呢？因为教会常常把教会的事情、需要祷告的事情，通过祷告信发给我。
So from last year to this year, actually we've been communicating a lot because the church often sent me the prayer letters to know what's going on in the church.
所以说，我们也可以算是在祷告当中彼此有连接。
So we actually remember each other in prayers.
是上个星期二呢。我离开新加坡，星期三晚上到了伊萨卡的机场，保罗牧师开车来把我接回了家。那边的房子应该是叫 House of Peace, right?
So I left Singapore last Tuesday and arrived Ithaca on Wednesday evening. And Pastor Paul picked me up from the airport and sent me to the House of Peace.
对，感谢上帝。 带领我能够平安来到这里，虽然当中也经历了一点点小小的波折。
And thanks to the Lord, He can bring me here safely, although there are some small troubles during the process.
感谢上帝。
Still thanks to the Lord.
我太太呢，由于工作的关系，她要到今年六月末才能够结束她的工作的合约，所以说她和我儿子的话会在今年的六月末来到这里。
My wife and my son haven't come here because of my wife's work status, so they will come here in June.
也请大家在祷告当中为他们，祷告，保守他们的平安。
So please still continue to pray for them for their peace.
这是刚才如江华长老所说的，我自己呢这么多年也算是一个漂泊的生活。
And just like Brother Elder Jianhua said,
我生于四川，然后在东北上学，也短暂去了半年左右韩国。
So I was born in Sichuan, China, and also I had a short life in less than a year in staying in South Korea.
后来又去到新加坡生活了差不多十一年。
And also I've lived in Singapore for about 11 years.
现在我也来到这个美国来侍奉。
And now I'm here serving in the United States.
这期间呢，我自己也有很深的一个体会，就是在不同的地方，可能我们的一些生活、一些价值、一些判断都有些不同。
So I understand that when we are living in different places, our values, our judgments could be different.
但是作为我们一个基督徒来说
，However, as a Christian,
可能我们能够觉得我们生活的标准或者价值的标准的话是很明显的。
So we should know that our standards and our values should be pretty obvious.
但是如果说我们更深的体会一下，其实也会发现。
But if we feel it like deeply, think it through.
在我们的生活当中，就算是基督徒的话，在不同的地方常常也有好像带出不同的标准来。
We know that sometimes, even though we are Christians, but if we are in different places, or we might experience different standards.
其实在这个标准背后还有问一个更大的更深的问题。
And also behind all the standards, there's a bigger question.
那就是谁是中心的问题。
So who is the center of all the questions?
当然，我们作为基督徒会宣告，三位一体的上帝是我们的中心。
As a Christian, we should always proclaim that God is the center of our life.
是我们一切价值判断的基础。
And also, God is all the foundation of our judgments.
是的，在圣经里面也宣告了一个主题，圣洁。
And also, in the Bible, there is a theme that is holiness.
也在谈论这个问题。
And holiness is also to address this topic.
可能我们很多的时候把圣洁当作一个，可能我们要衣服穿得干净一点。
Oftentimes we link holiness as clean.
要多洗澡。
Like clean clothes or we take shower.
或者说我们的生活的话，不要去看不该看的东西。
Or say we do not look at things that we shouldn't look at, be looking at.
但是我们中国的传统文化里面谈了一个圣人的问题。
And also in traditional Chinese culture, there's people consider saints.
那什么是真正的圣洁呢
？However, what is the real holiness?
其实，在圣经里面向我们宣告，圣洁乃是以神为中心。
The Bible tells us holiness is actually to set God be our center.
因为我们的神本为圣洁。
Because our Lord is holy.
我们也知道，我们最近这个教会讲到的系列是以圣洁为中心。
And also we know that the topic for our church sermon for this season is that the topic is holiness.
在诗篇第九十九篇第八节里面也谈到了圣洁的神他的赦免和救赎的主题。
We know that in Psalm 99 verses 8 it talks about God's forgiveness and his redemption.
而以弗所书第二章第八节到第十节呢可以说是我们这个主题的具体的一个解释。
And in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 10 is also a detailed explanation of this topic.
以弗所书是保罗在罗马的监狱里面写给以弗所教会的一封信。
The book of Ephesians was written by Paul, Apostle Paul, when he was in jail in Rome.
当然，他要把救恩的信息向以弗所的教会来阐明。
At that time, he was trying to address the message of salvation to the churches in Ephesians.
他也更鼓励以弗所的教会弟兄姐妹呢，要彼此合一。
Also, he encouraged the Christians in Ephesians that they can be united.
他们要在耶稣基督里面来生命合一。
And they should be united in Jesus Christ.
合一的基础不是出于我们人自己。
And the foundation of this unity is not coming out from ourselves, but it's coming from God.
嗯，要达到这样的目的呢
？So in order to achieve the goal,
靠什么呢
？What should we rely on?
耶稣基督的救恩。
It is by the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以说，以弗所书第二章第一节到第七节就谈到了上帝借着耶稣基督给予人救恩。
So in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1-7, it talks about God has granted us salvation through Jesus Christ.
让我们能够从死里复活。
So he raised us up from the dead.
不但活过来，还有将来还会与耶稣基督一同坐在天上，得到上帝极大的恩典。
Not only to be alive, but also to sit together with Jesus Christ in heaven in the future to receive the magnificent grace.
在第八节到第十节。
And then in verses 8-10,
就来说明这样的救恩是一个圣洁的救恩，一个以神为中心的救恩。
It illustrates that the it is a holy salvation and it is also God-centered.
救恩的第一个特点呢？圣洁救恩的第一个特点是它来自于神，是神赐给人的恩典。
So the first feature of this holy salvation is that it comes from God. It is God granted it to human.
什么是恩典呢
？What is grace？
这里的恩典，我们也可以通过经文来看到，要跟另外一个词语啊对比起来。
So to look at grace, we can actually look it up from the verses and compare it with another word in the verse.
另一个词语就是行为，或者在那个 NIV 圣经里面翻译成 works。
So the word is called work.
在这里，保罗给我们阐述出来，神的恩典和人的工作其实是好像很大的不同。
So here Paul tells us that the grace of God is in contrast to the work of man.
我们人在生活当中经历的或者得到的很多东西，一种方式是什么呢？恩典的方式。另外一种方式是什么呢？通过工作。
So many things we acquire today, some of them are coming from God's grace, and some are actually from the work of man.
在我们的生活里面很容易理解，我们是通过工作，通过我们的努力去获得一些东西。
So it's easy to understand that we earn something through our good work.
对，我们努力的学习就获得好的成绩，我们努力工作的话，可能就获得高的薪水。
We study hard in order to get good grades, and we work hard in order to get paid.
有的时候我们也觉得我们可以对别人好，当然我们也期待什么？别人对我们好，对不对
？So sometimes we try to please people, and in order to be treated nicely in return.
像中国文化里面也有一句很有意思的话，叫什么呢？养儿防老，你们听过没有
？So in Chinese traditional culture, there's a saying that's to raise children for old age.
这句话来想起来了呀，在我们中国看来也是中国文化里面天经地义，对不对
？So in our Chinese culture, it looks very makes sense.
但现在好像已经变了。
But it's not so popular these days.
对不对？现在大多数人的观念已经不再把养育儿女当做一个来防止自己老了没有钱或者没有生活的问题了。
So in these days, we don't look at raising children as a benefit when we get old.
在其中的话，我们可以看到它的改变是改变了一个什么东西呢
？So now, what has been changed?
当我们把养育孩子当做一个他将来要回报我的时候，这个就好像把这个本来美好的关系变成一种交换，对不对？一种工作。
So we look at raising children like a deal or like work because we expect that they can pay us back in the future.
而今天呢
？And how about today?
我们可能今天的人养育孩子的话，是希望他哎呀长大了，去吧，好好发展。
So now we parents look at our kids. So we raise them up and we hope that they can have a good future, but then just do whatever they want in the future.
所以已经把那个养儿防老这个观念已经慢慢的淡化了。
So we no more have the idea of raise children for our old age.
这个转变当中其实也表达出来一定让我们看到什么叫恩典，什么叫工作。
So this change also reveals what grace is and what work is.
恩典就是什么？我白白的爱你。
Grace is like I give you with no return.
然后我给你。
And I just give it to you as a free gift.
不是一个交换。
It's not for any exchange.
其实在我们的生活当中，不仅仅是因为这个看到父母与孩子的关系，其实更多的是恩典的关系。在我们的生活当中还会经历到很多恩典的事情的。
So not only the relationship between parents and children, and there are more relationships in our lives that we can also experience the grace of God.
比如说阳光、雨露，自然的很多东西都是恩典。
Just like the sun and the rain, all many great things in the nature, they are all coming from the grace of God.
父母的关系和孩子的关，父母和孩子的关系是恩典。
And also the relationship of the parents and kids or it's also a grace.
夫妻之间呢？
And also the relationship between husband and wife.
可能有的人觉得交换的多一点，对不对？
And probably some of us think that it's more of an exchange.
其实真正体会的多一点的话，你会发现夫妻的关系也是一个恩典的关系。
And if you think deeply, sometimes the relationship between husband and wife is also a grace.
如果说只有算计、只有交换的话，这样的夫妻关系也不可能维持的长久。
If we always reckoning on each other, the relationship of reckoning cannot keep up for long.
这里的经文提醒我们，上帝给予我们的救恩是一个恩典。
So here the scripture reminds us that the salvation from God is a grace.
我们怎么得到这个恩典呢？
So how do we experience and to receive the grace?
信心。
It is by faith.
而我们人的行为呢，像总是要去达到一个目的，我们总是用我们人的努力，它是两个不同的方式。
So we always work hard to achieve a goal. So grace is actually different from work.
而耶稣基督里面给予我们的这个救恩呢，就是上帝赐给我们的。
The salvation is actually given by God through Jesus Christ.
是用信心去得到。
You can only receive it by faith.
重心在于哪里呢？在于神，或者说这个救恩就是神给予人的施舍。
The focus is on God, the giver, or say that it's from God's charitable giving.
而我们人常常的观念把东西要去获得一个东西，就重点放在哪里呢？放在工作，放在交换。
And for we as human, we sometimes focus on the exchange or focus on works.
把很多东西都变成是人自己的成就。
And we turn many things into our own achievements or the due to our own efforts.
而人的成就靠什么呢？
So the chief, what does the achievement come from?
靠我们人的努力。
It's from human effort.
它重心落在哪里呢？
So where does what is the focus?
重心就落在了，自然就落在了人的努力。
Then the focus is always on God's, man's effort.
保罗在这里很清楚地强调，神得救的恩典不是靠人的努力能够得的。或者说也不是靠人的身份地位得来的。
So here Paul stressed on the fact that man's salvation is from God's grace, not from any human effort.
这一点也是跟保罗自己的生命经历有很大的关系。
And this is also very related to Paul's his own experience.
如果说我们读圣经读得仔细一点，保罗多次提到他自己身份的问题。
So if we look at the Bible carefully, Paul actually addressed his identity for many times.
比如说在罗马书第十章的后面的部分呢，
For example, in the last part of Romans chapter 10,
保罗就谈到说，以色列人在上帝的救恩面前，在上帝的律法面前已经软弱，站立不住，他们都失败了。
Paul mentioned that Israel's betrayal, they are weak in spirit and they are unworthy of the salvation.
但是在第十一章，保罗就接着谈着谈他自己。
And then in Romans chapter 11, Paul.
他说他就是犹太人。
Paul mentioned that himself is a Jew.
但是他却得到上帝的恩典。
And still he received God's grace.
原因是什么呢？
Why is it?
他解释原因是跟那个以弗所书第二章第八节有点相似的话，在罗马书第十一章五到七节，他这样说。
Similar to Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8, in Romans chapter 11, 5 to 7, he says,
如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典，还有所留的余数，既是出于恩典，就不在乎行为。不然恩典就不是恩典了，这是怎么样呢？以色列人所求的他们没有得着，唯有蒙拣选的人得着了，其余的就成了顽梗不化的。
So too, as at the present time there is a remnant chosen by grace, and if by grace then it cannot be based on works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace. What then? What the people of Israel thoughtSo earnestly they did not obtain. The elect among them did, but the others were hardened.
在这里的话，保罗是看着说他自己作为一个犹太人，是一个软弱的人，是不配得上帝救恩的人。但是上帝的救恩是一个恩典，他也得着了。
So here Paul mentioned that although he's a Jew, he is weak and also he's unworthy of God's grace. However, he still received the salvation.
那谈到他身份的软弱。
And also he mentioned his identity and his weakness.
但是在腓立比书三章第六节到第十一节，他也谈到他的身份。
And once again in Book of Philippians chapter 3 verses 6 to 11 he also talked about his identity.
他说如果别人想要靠着身份和工作来到上帝面前夸口的话，他觉得他更是可以的。
He said if anyone wants to boast on their identity or social status, he can do the same.
为什么呢？
Why is it?
因为在身份上他是纯正的犹太人，在律法上说他是热心律法严格遵守律法的法利赛人，就行为上来说他是热心逼迫教会的。
Because in regard to identity he is pure Jew. In regard to the law he was strictly abide by the law, a Pharisee. And as for behavior he is enthusiastic about persecuting the church.
这就是保罗在他认识耶稣接受耶稣的救恩之前他的生活的状态。
So this is the status of Paul before he received Jesus Christ.
他是一个骄傲的人。
He is a person full of pride.
他觉得他可以用他的身份用他的努力去获得上帝的喜悦。
He thinks that he can earn God's grace by his identity and by his good work.
但是这些东西在他认识耶稣过后呢，他把这些东西都放下了。
But after he has known Jesus Christ, he laid down everything.
把这一切都当作粪土一样放下来。
He looked down these as dirt.
乃是把耶稣基督当作至宝。
But he looked at Jesus Christ as a treasure.
因为在耶稣基督里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我们认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也可以得以从死里复活。
Because in Jesus Christ, not having a righteousness of our own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith, that we may know Christ to know the power of his resurrection and participate in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead.
我们可以从这个保罗的两次身份的比较当中可以看得出来，其实所谓有的时候我们认为自己很有身份很有地位，或者说我们的工作怎么样。
So we can look at Paul's identity before and after and look at ourselves. Sometimes we may think that we have a very good identity or good works.
其实都不是重要的。
But these are not the most important thing.
特别是在我们面对这个救恩的时候，这一切都没有用。
Especially when we come before salvation, we know that these are all not important.
因为我们得到耶稣的救恩，乃是上帝给我们的一个白白的礼物。
Because we know that as we receive the salvation, it is a free gift from God.
这是上帝要给我们的。
It is a gift God gives us.
那这样的救恩带给我们生活上有属灵上有什么意义呢？
So what does such salvation mean to our spiritual life?
第一个就是谦卑。
The first thing is humility.
上帝的救恩既然不在于我们人的身份地位，也不看我们人的能力的话，他是白上帝白白赐给我们的恩典，那我们人又有什么可以在上帝面前夸口呢？
Since God's salvation is not about a person's status, identity or his ability, it is God's free gift for us. So what can we boast before God?
没有，一个都没有。
So no, not at all.
其实我们能够可以跟保罗来比较说我们比保罗更好吗？
So can we behave better than Paul?
其实我们人都一样，都是软弱的罪人。对，我们得救乃是蒙了上帝的恩典。
So we know that as human we are all weak and we are all sinners. So we can be saved is only by grace.
当我们人在上帝面前谦卑下来的时候，
As we humble ourselves before God,
看到我们的生命，我们的救恩，我们被上帝拯救，都是出于恩典。
So we know that our life can be saved is all out of His grace.
你是这样，我也是这样，我们大家都是这样的。
So you are like this, and myself as well. So we are all the same.
这样的话，我们人和人之间才可能谦卑下来。
So we know that we can humble ourselves and between each other.
它这个第二个的意义呢，是我们人要以彼此以平等来相待。
So the second is to treat each other equally.
当然我们在我们今天的社会的里面，我们常常说要平等平等。
So how can we treat each other equally, or how can we find equality between people?
但是在哪里能够找到真正的平等呢？
So where can we find the real equality?
因为人在这个世界上本来就存在着很大的差异。
So there are existing differences between people in the world.
知识的差异，财富的差异，社会地位的差异。
There are differences in wealth, in education, and in social status.
当我们的眼睛只看着这个世界，看着我们自己人所拥有的东西的时候呢，我们不可能找到真正的平等。
So as we set our eyes on the things we have, we're never gonna find the equality.
相反，当我们人在上帝面前，在上帝的救恩面前谦卑下来的时候呢，我们人就找到了彼此平等相待的动力和基础。
And in contrast, if we humble ourselves before God in such humility, we find the basis and the driving force of human equality.
因为我们每个人都是蒙上帝救恩所拯救的罪人。
Because every one of us is children of God and through His grace.
我是，你是，我们大家都是。
And I am, and you are, and so does everyone else.
我们都是蒙恩得救的人。
So we are all saved by His grace.
所以基于这个原因，我平等相待你，也请你平等相待我。
So because of this, I will treat you like this, and you will treat me the same.
圣洁救恩的第二个特性呢，它是在上帝手中完成。
The second characteristic of the holy salvation, it is that it's completed in the hands of God.
这里的经文说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里面造成的。我们不能靠着自己的行为，靠着我们自己的工作来得到上帝的救恩。
Here, the scripture says, we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ. So we cannot rely on our own behavior or our own work to earn the salvation of God.
这是我们刚才第八节讲的。
So this is what said in verses 8.
我们同时也知道，这个救恩不是说我信了主，救恩就结束了。
And we also know that it is not like, yes, I received Jesus Christ and this is over.
因为这个救恩的过程也包括我们今生。
Because the process of salvation is about our life.
以至于到永恒。
Through the eternity.
这里经文所说的，我们将来要与耶稣基督一同坐在天上。
So the verse says that in the future we will sit together in heaven.
这是一个完成的过程。
So this is a process of completion.
这个过程是怎么来完成呢？靠谁来完成呢？
So how does the process complete and who should we rely on?
这里第十节经文说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
Here the scripture says, we are his workmanship created in him.
哦，我们人以为在工作当中做很多事情，做了很多的作品出来，对不对？但是这里经文告诉我们一个更大的事情，我们人本身就是上帝的作品。
So although we can do good works out of our hands, but here the scripture tells us that ourselves is actually a workmanship.
特别是我们这些蒙恩得救的基督徒。
Especially as Christians, we are saved by God.
我们的生命就是上帝手中的一个作品。
Our life is actually a masterpiece in God's hands.
我们知道我们在没有信主之前呢，我们人都是其实是以自我为中心的一个骄傲的罪人。
We know that before we receive God, we are all self-centered, we are all sinners.
是一个死在罪恶过犯当中的人。
We all die in our own sins.
我们的生命也是破碎不堪。
Our lives was broken.
但是上帝借着耶稣基督道成肉身来到这个世界上为我们死，却死在十字架上代替我们的罪。
But God through Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh, came to this world to die.
我们蒙了这极大的恩典。
So that we can experience the great grace.
我们同时也在信主过后呢，蒙受耶稣基督的陶造。
And also we can experience God's pottering making type of.
不知道大家对这个碗有什么印象没有？
Do you recognize the bowl?
这个日本呢有一种很特别的工艺叫做金扇修复。
In Japan, there is a very special skill called gold repair.
就是家里面的陶器啊或者瓷器打破了。
So if you have a pottery or china ware at home that's broken,
然后就去交给专门的工匠师傅那里，让他们用那个天然的生漆呀，把这个修起来，然后在表面呢浮上金线或者金箔。
So you bring it to the craftsman, they use natural lacquer to repair your pottery, and then they cover it up with gold foil.
是不是这样修了过后，原来值1000日元，修好过后还是值1000日元呢
？So how much is it worth? Does it still worth the same?
我看到那个资料介绍说，如果说以前是1000日元，这样修一下就变成10万日元。
You know, if it worth 1,000 yen in the past, and after the fix, it actually costs like 10,000 yen.
很多家庭把这个当做传家宝来传承。
So many family actually, see it as an heirloom.
一个破碎的器皿，没有用的器皿，经过工匠的修复，给它金线，给它金箔，身价倍增。
So a broken piece of pottery that has originally no value, but after the fix of a craftsman, it actually worth
变成一个尊贵的传家宝。
So now it becomes a precious heirloom.
哎，我就看着想说，这不是我们基督徒的生命吗？
So is it just like the life of a Christian?
我们本来在以前不信主的时候是一个破碎不堪的生命。
So before we know God, we actually had a broken life.
当我们信了主过后，继续让我们的生命经历到耶稣对我们的陶造。
But after we've received Christ, we actually experienced the guidance and the touch up from God.
就变成了一个宝贵的器皿。
So now we can become a precious vessel.
不在于器皿本身，在于什么呢？在于工匠。
It is not about the vessel itself, but it's about the craftsman.
在于工匠的美妙的修复，在于工匠敷上什么金线、金箔。
It is about the craftsman's technique that he put on the gold foil or something.
其实，在哥林多后书第四章第七节到第十五节谈到相似的事情。
And similarly, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 to 15,
他说我们这些基督徒有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
It says, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们基督徒成为宝贵靠什么？
When we Christians become precious, it's not because
it, 乃是基督与我们同在。
It is because Jesus is with us.
所以说在我们各样各样的困难压力当中，我们能够依靠主，来跟随主，能够靠主得胜。
So even though we are in all kinds of difficulties, we can rely on God to have victory.
香港有一位我很喜欢的教授叫温伟耀博士，不知道你们听说过没有？
In Hong Kong, there is a professor I like very much. His name is Dr. Wen Wei Yao.
他被称为当代的约伯，他还写了一本书，名字叫《上帝与人间的苦难》。
He was known as the contemporary Job. He wrote a book called God and Human Suffering.
这个温博士呢，背景也是很特别。他在香港读了一个量子力学的硕士，后来去了那个牛津大学读了一个西方哲学与基督教神学的博士，又回到香港中文大学读了一个中国哲学的博士。
Dr. Wen studied quantum mechanics in Hong Kong and has had his master's degree. And then he later had his PhD in philosophy and religious studies in University of Oxford and also in Western philosophy.
他现在在香港做教授。
And he's now a professor in Hong Kong.
他吸引我的不是这个。
But however, this is not the most special of him.
但可能很多人混博士学位拿的比他还多。
Some people may actually have more PhDs than him.
但是他生活当中经历到一些特别的事情，其他方面的事情让我很喜欢。
But he experienced something very special in his life, so I admire him very much.
他在那个书中写到，他在英国读书的时候呢，他的太太生下第二个女儿，却是一个弱智的女儿。
In his book, he wrote that when he was studying in UK, his wife gave birth to their second daughter, who actually had severe mental retardation.
他们家庭在他完成在英国完成学过后啊，就回到香港。
So their family returned to Hong Kong after they finished their study.
一次立场的身体检查当中呢，发现他太太已经患了末期的癌症。
And then in a regular physical exam, they realized that his wife actually was diagnosed with terminal cancer.
不但如此，他老爸在一次洗澡当中不小心摔倒，也中风，患了老人痴呆。
And then shortly afterwards, his father was suffering with Alzheimer's disease. And
这个时候他就面对一个健康的女儿，一个患癌症的老婆，一个弱智的女儿，还有一个中风
的老爸。So at that time, he actually had a healthy daughter, and then a daughter with retardation, and a wife with terminal cancer, and a father who has Alzheimer's.
然后接着是他老爸离开世界，然后他的太太离开世界。
And after a while, his father passed away, and then his wife.
没过多久呢，他那个26岁的弱智女儿也离开了世界。
And not after very too long, not after a while, his second daughter who had retardation also passed away.
他在这一连串的经历当中，经历了很多的痛苦。
So after he experienced all these, he had lots of suffering.
这就是他被称为当代约伯的原因。
And this is why he is called the contemporary Job.
在他经历了这么多事情过后呢，他有一次带着他的大女儿又重回牛津大学，回顾当年的日子。
So after all these ones, he took his older daughter back to Oxford University.
他和他的女儿就回顾他们过去的生活的经历。
So they recall all the days they had in the past.
当然，这是很痛苦的经历。
Although this is a very difficult memory,
他跟他女儿说
he told his daughter,
我们虽然这个家庭经历了这么多的事情
although our family has experienced all this,
但是当我们看到我们基督徒，当我们人相信上帝的人是 上帝手中的作品的时候
Though we realize that as a Christian, we are all God's masterpiece in His hands.
我们生活当中的每一个经历，特别是困难的经历。
So we know that every experience we have in life, especially the difficult ones,
就变成一个不仅仅是负面的。
So it becomes not just a negative experience.
因为我们的生命在这些过程当中，就在经历上帝的陶造。
Because we know that we are experiencing God's change.
所以说，温博士就是因着他这些美好的，或者说是痛苦的这些经历，他成为很多人的帮助。
And actually, Dr. Wen becomes many people's help after he has experienced all this.
当然，我也是受他帮助的一个人。
And also, I was inspired by him.
他的讲座我就很喜欢听。
And I also like to listen to his workshops.
很打动人。
It's very touching.
这就可以看到说，我们人有的时候在我们自己的里面可以做出很多的事情，很大伟大的工程。
So we know that as human, we can, by our own hands, we can accomplish many things.
我们中国古代有万里长城，埃及有金字塔。当然，我们今天在社会上，可能有些人财富多得不得了，对不对？
So we know that in China, there is the Great Wall, and also there is the pyramid, and also we can earn a lot of money by ourselves.
但是人真正的挑战是什么呢？
But what is the real challenge of human?
人真正的挑战是看我们如何面对苦难。
But the greatest challenge here is how we face the difficulties.
我们如何面对我们生活当中每一个困难？
How do we face the suffering in our lives?
虽然有些困难大的好像我们自己都承担不了。
There are some sufferings that seems like we can't even take it anymore.
但是这个温博士他用他自己的生命见证了。
But Dr. Wen actually make a very good testimony out of his own life.
在痛苦软弱中，他依靠上帝。
In all the sufferings and difficult times, he was able to rely on God.
他自己的生命成为上帝手中的一个作品。
So his life can become a masterpiece in God's hands.
一个美好的作品。
It is actually a great masterpiece.
让我们都感受得到上帝的能力。
So we can all feel God's power.
我们也能够当中得到一些帮助和鼓励。
We can also have some encouragements out of this.
那就是我们的生活中，不论在什么情况下，都要与主同行。
So we know that no matter what circumstances we are in, we should always walk with God.
因为我们的生命也一样。
Because our life is actually the same.
温博士有耶稣基督与他同在。
Dr. Wen had Jesus Christ staying with him.
我们的生命呢，也有耶稣基督的同在。
So for us as well, we also have Jesus Christ staying with us.
所以说，在我们的生命当中经历痛苦、经历困难的时候呢，我们仍然能够靠主来得胜。
So as we experience sufferings and difficult times, we also can rely on God to
让我们的生命呢成为上帝美好的见证。
So that our lives can become a good testimony of God.
圣洁救恩的第三个特点呢是为他成全。
The third character of the holy salvation is for his sake.
这里的经文说，上帝的救恩目的是为了叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
The scripture says that God's purpose of salvation is to do good works.
那我们该怎么来回应上帝在这个对我们生命的目的呢？在罗马书十二章一到二节这样说。
In Book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1-2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual acts of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. but be transformed by the reviewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
这里保罗也在借着这个罗马书的经文提醒我们，我们蒙救恩不仅仅是为了自己，我们乃是要跟随上帝，把自己献给神。
So here Paul reminds us that although we receive the holy salvation, it is not for us, but also we dedicate ourselves to God.
让我们行在神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意里面。
So we can live our lives in His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
在我们今天的教会的一个圈子里面呢，我们常常谈到的是神对人的爱，耶稣对人的付出。
So in today's Christianity world, we always mention the love of God, how God sacrificed Himself for us.
当我们讲的太多、太过分的时候，就变成一个危机。
So as we stress on all God's love on us, there is potential crisis.
那我们人是不是这些的中心呢？
So are we actually the center of all this?
这里经文提醒我们，我们虽然得到了上帝极为宝贵的救恩。
So the verses reminds us that although we have the holy salvation from God,
是为我们做的。
God did it for us.
但更多的来是为了神他自己。
But more of that, God did it, planned it for Himself.
因为我们的神本为圣。
Because our God is holy.
当我们人所经历到、所得到的东西没有归给上帝的时候。
So when we acquire something that we don't give the glory to God,
不是以神为中心的时候，
if we were not God-centered,
这些东西都不能成为圣洁。
So these things will not be holy.
这些东西变成我们人为目的，只是以人为目的，那这些东西都变成了一个亵渎。
So it will actually become a desecration of God.
所以说这里经文很清楚告诉我们，上帝拣选我们，塑造我们，目的乃是为了成全神的旨意。
So here the scripture clearly tells us that although that God has chosen us, then He saved us because of His own will.
这里的经文也谈到说行善，神的旨意。那怎么来理解行善和神的旨意之间的关系呢？
So the verses here spoke about good works and God's will. So what is the how do we address the good works versus God's will?
以弗所书第二章第七节，他说这样，他是这样说的。
In Ephesians verse 7 it says that
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ.
我们怎么把我们得到的救恩显给别人看呢？
So how do we live out the life of salvation?
难道我们就跟别人说我是基督徒，我得了上帝救恩？
So do we just tell people that yes, I'm a Christian and I have the salvation?
其实不是。
It's not only that.
那就是要把以弗所书这里面的一个重要的主题要带出来，就是我们成为上帝的儿女，我们蒙了耶稣基督的救恩，我们就谦卑下来。
So the main theme of the verses here is actually that since we are saved by God, then we should humble ourselves.
也把上帝的福音带给别人。
And we also bring the gospel of God to others.
我们大家都一同来成为上帝的儿女。
So we can become God's children.
我们一同来彼此相待。
So we can treat each other nicely.
这就是把荣耀归于上帝了。
So this is to give all the glory to God.
这就是把上帝所赐给我们的恩慈显明给别人看。
So this is to reveal God's grace to others.
我今天看到那个次序单上说，有首歌曲，等一下我们要唱叫《奇异恩典》。
I see on the bulletin that says that we are going to sing a song called Amazing Grace.
当然我们都知道《奇异恩典》这首歌很好听，对不对？
We know that the song is very touching.
但是《奇异恩典》这首诗歌背后的故事也是非常动人的。
But the story behind the hymn is also very touching.
奇异恩典这首歌曲的作者叫约翰牛顿。约翰牛顿。
The song was written by John Newton.
在他年轻的时候，他生活很混乱，后来成为一个贩卖黑奴的船长。
When he was young, his life was a chaos, and later he became the captain of a slave trade.
在一次他贩卖黑奴的海上运输过程当中呢，他经历了神迹，接受主。
In the slave trade process on the sea, he experienced miracles, and then he accepted the Lord.
在他后来的生活里面，在别人的帮助下呢，他认识到贩卖黑奴是一种罪恶，因为黑人也是上帝创造的，是上帝所爱的。所以说，从此以后他就不再贩卖黑奴。
In his later life, with other people's help, he realized that slave trade is a sin because God also created African Americans, and they are also loved by God.
他不但停止贩卖黑奴，他还到处去奔走呼吁，要废除这个黑奴法。
So he then no longer does slave trade, and also he actively campaigned not to put African Americans as slaves.
他的热心的行动呢，也影响了一个英国国会里面的一个议员，叫威廉·威伯福斯。
His enthusiastic action also affected a member of the British Congress. His name is William Wilberforce.
后来在威伯福斯的长期的努力下呢，英国国会终于通过了废除黑奴制度的法律。
And in the long-term effort of Wilberforce, the British Congress finally passed a law to abolish slavery.
这就是一个活生生的例子。
So this is actually a great example.
当人得到上帝的救恩。
So when the person received God's salvation,
他的生命在上帝的手中改变。
His life was changed by God.
他也把上帝的恩慈显明给别人看。
And he can also live out and reveal God's mercy to the world.
当然我们今天的生活的话，跟约翰牛顿的时代大为改变了，对不对？
And the life we live in today is significantly different from the time of John Newton.
可能我们很多的问题也看上去是不一样的。
So many of the problems we have today is very different.
其实在本质上来说，我有的时候觉得那个时代的问题和我们今天时代的问题也常常是一样的。
But in fact, the spirit of the problems may be the same.
我们如果在我们的时代当中去见证神的恩慈，让人和人之间能够平等相待，彼此合一呢？
So how do we witness God's grace in our generation?
神的恩慈怎么来显明给别人看？
How do we reveal God's mercy to others?
那就在人与人之间的关系当中。
It is actually revealed in the relationship of between.
可以说，今天的社会、今天的时代，人和人之间的关系是一件困难的事情。
And we know that these days the relationship between people is actually very hard.
不知道大家看到外面有个宣传单没有？
Do you see the bulletin?
就谈婚姻现在社会的难题。
So there's a brochure outside that has a workshop talking about.
就在那个外面墙上贴的有这样的一种宣传单。
Yeah, there's a brochure that talk about the workshop about marriage.
美国去年有一部很好的电影。
There was a very good movie in the United States last year.
这个叫 War Room， 不知道你们当中有谁看过没有？
It's called War Room.
哇，那里有人看过，对对对，所以就是我也看了，
yeah,
看了过后很受感动。
I also saw the movie and I was very touched if I saw it.
因为在我自己的生命经历当中，我跟我太太有的时候也是你要胜我要胜。
In my own experience, when I was living with my wife, we also fight who's the loser.
对，我胜利了，我老婆就输了；要是我老婆胜利了，我就意味着输了。
If I win, then means he loses, and vice versa.
其实这就是好像今天社会的标准，对不对？
So this is just like a standard in our world now.
也在我们的婚姻关系，甚至基督徒里面，我们也是同样的这些问题。
So it's also revealed in our Christian lives.
但是其实在人和人之间的关系，就包括夫妻之间婚姻的关系里面，不仅仅是两个人。
So we know that among all the relationships, including the marriage, it's not only involving
two persons.
There's also, God is also in the relationship.
还有另外一个角色叫破坏者。
It's always the destroyer.
可以说在一切的关系里面都是这样。
So in all kinds of relationships, it's like this.
当我们没有看到这个我们人与人之间的关系是一个属灵征战的时候，
if we do not see the relationship between people as a spiritual warfare,
按照我们人自己的本性、自己的老窝来做的时候是怎么样的呢？
If we just follow our own will,
那就是自我的骄傲。
It is all about our pride.
哇，你骄傲，我也骄傲，两个在一起自然就要打架，对不对？
So if you are pride and if you are pride and if you are proud of yourself and also myself, so we can always fight.
当我们把人和人之间的关系交托给上帝的时候呢，看到得胜的标准是什么呢？
If we live up our relationships to God, so what is the standard of the real victory?
其实标准是人是不是谦卑下来了。
The standard is actually whether or not a man is humble.
因为当我们在上帝面前人谦卑下来，那说明我们就被上帝得着了。
If we can humble ourselves before God, that means that we are actually acquired by God.
当我们还是按照自己的老我骄傲的时候呢，那我们在这个人与人之间的关系里面，那说明我们没有跟随上帝，乃是被魔鬼俘虏、俘获了。
If we just follow our heart and fight our own fight, that means that we are not acquired by God, but we are caught by the devil.
当然，这个电影里面也展现出来说，我们人怎么来进行那个属灵的征战呢？那就是祷告。
And also, the movie tells us how do we fight the spiritual warfare? That is through prayer.
这真的是一个美好的电影。
It is really a great movie.
它帮助我们能够看到人与人之间的关系是一场属灵的征战。
It helps us to see that the relationship between people is actually.
当然，这个关系不仅仅包括家庭关系，可能朋友关系，还有工作同事的关系，还有我们教会里面弟兄姐妹的关系。
So there are many relationships in our lives, like family, friends, colleagues, as well as brothers and sisters in the church.
在这些所有的关系里面，我们作为基督徒都需要看到我们是得着上帝圣洁救恩的人。
So in our relationships, we as Christians need to see that we are the person that has received God's holy salvation.
我们是白白领受的，是我们需要用我们自己的生命的谦卑下来来回应。
We receive it as a free gift, so we need to learn to humble ourselves as a response.
当我们谦卑下来的时候呢，我们自然就能够去爱别人，把别人当作我自己一样的爱，人与人平等相待。
So as we are able to humble ourselves, we can treat each other equally, and
这就把上帝的救恩显明给别人看了。
So this we may show the world God's salvation.
这就是我们今天所要分享的这一段经文，以弗所书第二章第八节到第十节。
So this is the verses I want to talk about today in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 10.
那我们作为一个基督徒怎么呢把这个运用在我们的生活当中呢？
So how do we apply this in our daily lives?
我就想到一首简单的歌曲。
I think of a song.
大家都会唱，对不对？
And it's called Change My Heart, O Lord.
我们一起来唱好不好？
Let us sing together.
更新我心意，使我能像你。更新我心意，使我能像你。主你是陶匠，我是泥土，莫我塑造我，是我的恳求，更新我心意，使我能像你，更新我心意，使我能像你。好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我亲爱的主耶稣。
Oh dear Lord Jesus.
你在过去道成肉身来到这个世界上。
You came to the world, the word became flesh.
乃是在神的旨意里面，为我们得着救恩。
It is by God's will that we can receive the salvation.
我们感谢你把这个救恩白白的赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you that you gave us the salvation as a free gift.
我们也感谢你在我们的生命当中与我们同行。
We thank you that you walk with us in our daily lives.
要带领我们的生命。
You guide our lives.
让我们的生命变得精彩，不再一样。
So that we can live a life that's no longer the same.
你也给我们使命。
So you also give us the great commission.
让我们去把你的这个救恩，这个恩慈显明给别人看。
So we can live out your holy salvation and reveal to others.
我们看看我们自己的生活。
So as we survey our daily life,
我们常常觉得自己不配。
We always think that we are unworthy.
我们常常在软弱当中。
We are always in weakness.
真的是求你的圣灵来。
May your Holy Spirit come.
来更新我们。
Renew us.
来改变我们。
And change us.
让我们的生命得到力量。
So our life can have your power from you.
真的是成为一个美好的见证。
So we can live out a great witness.
我们这样的祷告祈求。奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.